So I was listening to the e-break, but I was listening to the e-break yesterday, which is not when the Musers do it. But that's when I was able to listen to it. And I was so tickled because there were two really solid e-break moments that I just wanted to make sure you knew about, Dan. And I'm going to start with my favorite. Mike Soroy had an e-break. And, I thought he had an awesome stammer. And really, to know what a great stammer is, in my opinion, it's to stumble over a word. Yes, we get that. We get what a stammer is. But what if it's a real simple word and you can't just get your brain to function? That's what I thought made this one so wonderful.
Those novelty stores that
were
sell
a little messed up?
The little bags. No, I wasn't messed up at all. I definitely ate a couple, and it tastes like nothing.
What?
That was a good one. That was a good
so
one.
Close.
Okay,
it tastes like nothing.
So he's trying to say the word taste, and here's what came out of his mouth. And yeah, the at the end is the resignation that I just can't do this, and let me try to reset real fast and just start all over again. You can hear that at the end here. So that was really wonderful. I enjoyed that so very much. And then Norm, not to be outdone, was trying to introduce a guest. And he had a problem as well.
But there are so many layers to the life of John Dornbos. He is a corporate motivational speaker, and he will be in town tomorrow at the Sheraton at noon, speaking for the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center. Wow, you'd think after 40-some years in the business, I could handle a word.
It's a
like
tough
that.
One. Yeah, sometimes I struggle with pistachios, but I got that one out right. It's a tough word. Tough word.
He's right, though. Advocacy is not an easy word to roll out there.
It's
like taste.
Porky pig.
Or unanimity.
They were all together.
Unanimity is, or anemone. These are all tough words to say. And he tried to say advocacy. And then what was really enjoyable was that Jer slowed it down to like head wound Norm. And then that got me laughing.
Advocacy.
He's just got his finger on the paper, kind of.
Advocacy center.
As Norm is trying to recover from his
sound it out
from his accident. Yeah, slowing down is always fun. So then it just started going through my head about great stammers and ticket history, and of course, I'd like to think I put a pretty good one out there, Dan. Not more than 6 months ago at the most, just really, really struggled. Maybe not even that long ago, right?
Yeah, this was very recently. The famous Tim McMahon. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's hear it in full.
In fact, it sounds like Cuban did nothing more than nod when when McMahon would ask him questions. don't know what just happened.
It's
in my
exactly
mouth
like the Soroy one, because you kind of realized it after three or four.
Man, for
but
us,
the part where you both catch yourself, that's awesome.
For us on this side of the glass, that very much sounds like the Nickelodeon theme from the 90s. The Nickelodeon.
Like, what makes
you TC have a
what makes
the MMA? Yeah.
Yeah, the MMA one is great too. That's a great point right there.
And then MMA, wait.
So we have
what was he trying to say there?
In MMA news probably.
Yeah. And then MMA, wait.
My favorite thing is how melodic they all sound. Like, you don't have to squint that hard in your brain to hear like a song.
No, there's a real beat there.
Go ahead. Let me hear all three of those in order. And then I'm on my way.
So we unearthed a couple.
That Soroy one is so great.
We unearthed a couple other Bob ones in here that I hadn't heard before.
I think Mick is better.
Yeah, the Mick is great. But this is one from whenever Bob was on with his nighttime boo, Scotty Farrell, and he was just overcome with emotion.
We, you know, it's crazy.
So exasperated that Scotty had to. More time?
We, you know, it's crazy.
That's pretty good, but this might be my favorite. I'd never heard this before, and this I think I can put on you being perhaps nervous about talking to Brett Hull, who among us wouldn't be, but I think this is you and Brett Hull.
Okay.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of his,
what?
I remember that.
I feel like someone has a record and they're just like scratching so hard.
So doctored.
No way.
Can't be real.
But as
there's no way that's real.
But as
they just sped him up really quick.
How would anyone even make that sound?
He's so excited. It's Brett Hull.
play
the full one.
I think they timed him at 27 miles an hour on the ice, too.
Uh-huh. But as being a fan of history and being a fan of obviously the developments of you passing your dad.
Has to be doctored.
I'm gonna
slow this down and see if I can find out what he was saying.
I feel like it needs to be accompanied by like a 1920s like video of
yeah,
like
slow
people
down,
just dancing real fast.
Wow. That reminds me of the Sean Bass and Carlisle stammer, right?
Oh boy, it really does. Like things you couldn't recreate if you even tried. And the king of that is probably Mike.
How much of that happens in everyday real life?
Oh.
That comes and goes. It's
Yeah, it's just part of it.
A fart in the wind, but
poof, it is gone.
If you're recording, that's why people just don't understand how difficult this is. Having every moment
because we
recorded.
Make it look so easy, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
So I have four here to round us out.
Oh, wow.
Before we get to Rusty from Mike.
All right.
We'll just run through these.
Okay.
There's a common theme, and it's usually live spots. We'll start with a live spot start here.
So, Star Power has been voted best in America.
Salto.
These are, now we're going to Hall of Fame level.
That's
this
right.
This is what.
Salto, so he was basically,
Salto.
He wanted people to jump in Spanish is what he wanted
Salto
everyone to
command,
do there.
Yeah.
Yes, he was commanding people to jump before.
Salto.
And so he was looking at Star Power.
Yeah, that's
somewhere between his brain and his mouth.
It's not close, but.
Yeah, it started with an S.
Yeah, it does start with an S.
Salto.
I believe our next one is a stammer from another phenomenal client here on the station.
The vibe at Sleep at Sleep Experts.
The sigh.
The vibe at Sleep at Sleep Experts.
It's funny when
he's just exhausted.
To pull the curtain back, so Bob this morning walked into our meeting and said, "Hey, I got this cool idea." I was laughing at this, listening to the Muser's E-Break and blah blah blah, and can't wait till Mino gets to the meeting. We're gonna ask him. So Mino gets to the meeting. He's like, "Hey, do you know of any stammers? We could make a whole stammer segment." He's like, 3 to 7. I'll just go to 3 to 7 every day.
Now, sometimes we get tied up whenever we try to tease the next segment. This is the feed one.
All right, up next, a very special edition of How Will You...
What?
That one has the exasperated sigh as well.
All right, up next, a very special edition of How Will You...
What?
So he just bailed?
I think Donovan was filling in that day.
Just totally.
What?
I'm going to stop talking because I know there's nothing good that can happen.
Might need to slow that one down, too.
And I think this is the GOAT. This is maybe, 10 years ago when the Hardline were talking to Tony Romo. So more than 10 years ago because he wasn't even the starter yet. He was just out as a guest at something. So it's not like, you had the nerves of talking to all-pro Tony Romo. This is when he's like a backup, and Mike gets tongue-tied.
Stuff going on this offseason with the new coaching changes, so we're getting after.
Well, how's that? What's that been like for you? Have you been involved in that and all?
And all.
I'm sure you're real involved in the hiring of Bill Parcells.
What's that been like for you? How have you been involved in that and all?
Have you been involved in that and all?
I don't know.
Man, if nothing else, somehow a 15 to 17-year-old Brett Hull interview has been unearthed, and I've never heard this before.
I swear we used to play this drop. We absolutely have played that drop. Historian?
Incredible.
Yeah, no, there's a drop similar to that.
TC?
You think that's the one?
It doesn't. It would be weird to edit it in context.
No, 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 no. Yeah.
I swear we used to play that, though.
You're right. There is a drop similar to that. I guess I've never heard it in context. Maybe that's throwing me off.
It was probably in an era when drops weren't as commonly played.
You're right.
The pre-Groobs era was up and down as far as whether drops would be cut off, saved, played a lot, but they were definitely played.
Man, that was great.
Mino is taking it to another level.
That's Looney Tunes Bob concluding the show for us.
And the Saroy one that started it all.
Can you put all those in one folder in our Dropbox just in case I get the idea?
In case you want to
putting them
lay
to
down
or
a new LP or something?
That's, you know, you never know when you get bored. I hit the drive through on the way home and I get creative.
Nickelodeon.
Put that in there too.